The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one Ginger.
Hello.
How are we feeling?
We're feeling good.
Alexis is wearing a nice red Lacoste sweater. Very preppy.
It was just the 4th of July. This is my patriotic spirit.
A little leftover country pride.
That's right.
America, baby.
America. Yeah.
I feel like the Lacoste is your past self.
Yeah.
So it's like a real big throwback. You didn't know Alexis when she was like
I could see the like preppy vibe.
Yeah.
She has it within her.
I've mellowed out a lot during COVID.
You kind of mixed in some goth, I think, in your later years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sure did.
Well, yeah. Once you started working in true crime, you kind of adopted it into your persona.
You had to lean in.
Yeah.
But like back in the day, Alexis was very
I think they both suit you. And you got to mix them together.
I'm trying to find like a nice harmony there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We're all just on a path of self-discovery.
Balance and a spectrum.
Well, July 6th. Heat of the summer.
What a
Ooh,
day.
God, it's hot out.
God, it's hot out.
So sunny.
So sunny outside. I wanted to, before we like jump into anything, next week, we're doing a meetup.
Yeah.
We need to like actually announce this
properly.
On the podcast. We've discussed it like a few times on our regular podcast, but Killing Time, we're announcing our meetup. We're doing two meetups. One, New York City, July 13th. The next one, Chicago, July 22nd.
Yes.
Now, these are revolving around Sad Summerfest because I basically just follow Jared around all the time.
Yep. I can't get rid of her.
So I do by proxy.
And you do by proxy. So the one in New York is the day before Sad Summerfest and the one in Chicago is the day after. But we're really excited to meet all the firsties in person. Just have some drinks. Have a good time. We're still deciding exactly where and when it's going to be. So check our Facebook group and our Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll post on Patreon too.
And Patreon, of course.
Yeah.
But we haven't had like a real meetup before.
No, I'm very excited and socially anxious, but I'll get past that.
You just have a few drinks, you'll be fine.
That's right. I turn into like a barrel of monkeys once I've had a beverage or two. Yeah.
That is true. Just give her a
give
cocktail.
Give the people
and she's
what they want. Yeah.
Yep. Fun Lex.
But yeah, we just want to like meet everybody.
Yeah.
Especially after COVID. Like, I think this will be like such a fun.
It'll be reviving.
Yes. But details to come.
Mm. Yes.
Should we get into the day today?
Yes, please.
Well, I guess the only other thing is to join our Patreon if you want some bonus content.
Patreon's the best.
Yeah. Lots of bonus content. One free episode, not free. One additional episode
per week.
Bonus episode a week.
And a back catalog of like 50. If you're out of true crime, listen to. We have so many episodes on there now. So, and a great community. I mean, it really is a great group of people.
Well, and I don't know if we've talked about this not on our Patreon, but we're now taking submissions for Patreon for stories. So it's like, if you have this hometown murder that happened that you don't know a lot about, there's not that much information about, we can tell those stories for you.
We'll find it.
We'll find it. Alexis will find any information available.
Yep, she really will.
I really will. And yeah. But to your point, we're almost exclusively doing listener
it's a sex position.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's where you can kind of like, we like want to interact with everybody. And
with first degree or traditional format, we can't really take requests in the same way unless you're connected to it because we don't reach out to families or people who aren't willing to participate on their own. So yeah, it's a chance to do stories that we can't do on our traditional feed.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's submissionary.
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 That doesn't, it does sound like a sex position. Okay, let's get into the, wow. It's
rubbing off on you.
It's
now.
A morning. We're going to get into the day. So today is July 6th. We're going to go chronologically, okay?
Love that.
So 1885, French scientist Louis Pasteur successfully administered the first anti-rabies vaccine to a human patient, Joseph Meister.
Ooh.
1885. So Joseph Meister, he was 9 years old. He was attacked by a quote-unquote mad dog on July 4th. Bad way to celebrate 4th of July.
Horrible.
Is to get attacked by a rabies dog.
My least favorite thing is getting rabies.
Yeah, it's it doesn't...
Dislike.
Yeah, dislike.
Dislike. He received the vaccination 60 hours after the attack. He was given a course of 13 injections.
Whoa.
Over 3 weeks and successfully became immune to rabies.
I hear those injections are... At least they were really painful.
Oh, really?
That was like that they had to go in your stomach or something.
I wonder if it's still similar.
I'm sure it's gotten better.
I thought it was still in your stomach, but I don't.
It may still be, but I'm sure it's. But that was a big thing. It's like, don't go near raccoons.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
need rabies shots, and they're so painful.
Dude, that's so funny. Rabies was like one of those things when you were a kid that you thought was going to be a way bigger deal than it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, and taking
like
the
mad
lint,
dogs.
Taking the lint out of the lint trap. You're like, yeah. I will die
your house
if
will
I forget.
Burn down.
Oh, and oh, I still think that. I get so, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. Is when people don't take the lint out of the lint trap.
I always do because
gotta
of
do
the fear.
Yeah. Every load, you got to do it.
You got to do it.
The washing machine is going to catch on fire.
The other
the whole
big
house.
One, the other big one was quicksand.
Oh, I, thought quicksand, I missed the quicksand fear.
I thought it was going to be everywhere.
Oh, quicksand. Oh my God. And then also the Bermuda Triangle, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really scared of that one.
Oh.
I'm not that close it. To it.
Me neither, but it was a fear. Yeah. Okay, next, 1907, Frida Kahlo was born.
Wow, an icon.
An icon. 1957, on July 6th, John Lennon and Paul McCartney met for the first time in Liverpool.
Wow.
I know those guys.
It was 3 years before they ended up becoming and putting the Beatles together, but that was their first meeting. So I thought that that was very interesting.
Wow, like Jack the universe just, opened up.
Yes.
We just went to see Abbey Road when we were in London.
I saw Jack's recreation of the album cover.
I thought it was cute. I was like,
it was adorbs.
I went there probably 15 years ago and we did the walk with like four different people. It was me and two friends and then a random man. Because we needed a fourth.
Really?
And so we just like chose another random guy to do it. But we were around there and I was like, this is our one touristy thing that we'll do.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
And it was like on a Tuesday. There's not that many people.
I stood there like a dork taking pictures for Jack while she walked back and forth. Yeah, it was fun.
I thought it was kind of cute. Yeah. Okay, 1975, Wheel of Fortune debuted.
Wow.
On NBC.
Iconic date.
Still kicking.
Wow.
What? I know someone who won a lot of money and a vacation on that
really?
Show.
Really?
Yeah, and they applied to be on it, and once they found out they were going to be on it, they got the video game and, like, really practiced.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Amazing.
And then they won, like, 80 grand in an incredible trip. And I was like, I'm applying to get on that show right away.
Really?
We should do that, and The Price is Right. Well, wouldn't that be fun?
Price is Right is
would
my
be sick,
shit.
Dude,
you know
my,
Price is Right would be
you
amazing.
You know my first words were Bob Barker?
No, they weren't.
Yeah, my mom, you can ask my mom.
No, they
you
weren't.
You can ask my mom. It was always
before
on.
Mama, it was Bob Barker?
We're talking daytime TV. I'm just sitting in front of it. Apparently,
Bob Barker.
My first words were Bob Barker.
You got to ask Gwen about that.
Yep.
That is such a lie.
Yeah, my
but
mom
I love
ask
that.
Her. I'm serious.
That's but your mom would lie about that.
I don't think she would.
No?
I don't. We'll see. We'll
that
ask
is
her.
That's amazing.
Anyways.
I used to be when I had a Twitter. I was Twitter friends with Pat Sajak.
That's pretty good.
And he was so funny. He was so witty, like kind of dirty,
ooh,
but like he was
dirty.
Just,
Pat.
Yeah, like he was just
really
not like in a sexual way, but he was just kind of. I don't know. He was a little
like,
crass.
Like a game show Danny DeVito?
Yeah. He was just really fucking funny. And we had really good rapport back and forth, me and Pat
really?
Sajak. Yeah.
Strange.
This is an odd friendship. Shout out to Pat Sajak.
But
come on the Killing Time.
Oh, my God. I would love if he came on the First Degree.
We could probably get him.
I'm not. I don't have Twitter anymore.
Anybody know Pat out
Pat,
there?
Patty boy? Okay. Yeah. Twin Peaks in 1990. It aired its first episode.
Wow.
Also an iconic show.
Phenomenal TV show.
1994, Forrest Gump was released in theaters.
Holy shit, that's an important one.
And this is what we're going to be talking about in True Crime Rewind. 2016, Pokemon Go was released in several countries,
shit.
Sparking a global phenomenon.
I am here for this. Especially because in our friendship group, we had an ongoing discussion about which Pokemon we would all be.
Oh, yes.
And I don't remember where it landed.
I don't either.
But I think one of us wanted to be Squirtle, and it wasn't me.
What was
Jared,
I?
Oh, you.
I want to be maybe Charmander.
Ooh, Charmander's
especially
a good
one. Sweater.
Oh, I like Charmander.
But there's so many cute ones.
They're all cute.
You like Diggly.
Jigglypuff.
No, yes, but remember Diglett. The Diglett, the worm.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It was the Diglett.
Yes,
you
I like Diglett. But I also like Jigglypuff.
Who would
a nice round
I would
boy.
Be Snorlax.
Yeah.
I call Matt Snorlax.
Really?
Well, right, currently.
He's constantly napping.
He's probably asleep right now. He took a 3-hour nap yesterday. I was like, it's been 3 hours. It's almost 6 o'clock.
I've never known somebody to nap more than Matt naps.
I haven't either.
A Matt nap.
There's valuable time I could spend annoying Jack, so I have to be awake.
Yeah, that's true. Best. I did pull a ChatGPT description of July 6th if you'd like to do a dramatic reading, Jared.
All right. Let's see if I'm interested. Remember how to read.
Yeah, jump on in there.
July 6th. All right, here we go. Upon July's verdant. Upon July's, I already fucked it up in the first sentence.
That's fine.
Upon July's verdant stage, where summer's breath embraced the air, a tapestry of chronicles unfolded with resolute fervor. 'Twas on this hallowed day that an empire's heart was reborn as the United States embraced independence. As the United States embraced independence's cherished mantle in 1776,
yes,
proclaiming liberty's triumph with unrivaled fervency. Yet in the annals of history's page,
it's not annals.
I know, I'm kidding.
is it annals?
Annals. Of history's page, shadows dance with their cloak of sorrow, for 'twas on this very
cloak
day
sorrow.
That scandal's tendrils ensnared an enchanted land. This is hard to read. In 1957, a tale of mischief and deceit unfolded as John Lennon and Paul McCartney, destined for fame, found their melodic harmony within the cavernous confines of the Quarrymen, thus heralding the birth of a musical dynasty.
Wow.
Thus, July 6th, the day of duality, where the echoes of freedom's song resound, entwined with the tremors of youthful dreams and the whispers of grandeur yet to unfold.
Yes.
Wow.
I think that my prompt for this was, tell me about some of the historical events of July 6th like you were Shakespeare.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that it kind of goes like freedom and then also like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
That's
about
as good a job as anybody could do is to like tie those two things together.
I feel very American right now.
Yeah.
And British.
Right. Did any of you have to learn like the preamble or the Declaration of Independence in school?
Not really.
Yeah. I memorized.
We did, but I didn't, it didn't stay with me.
I had
me.
To memorize them and I still do.
Really?
The first paragraph of the Declaration.
Really?
I don't even know the first sentence.
When in the course of human events.
Nope.
Fine.
You know, May, Jack's mom, recited The Night Before Christmas to us yesterday.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about things that you've like memorized from childhood. And she went on for 5 minutes.
She was like, I know it. And then she just went. I was like, holy shit, you really do know the
it
whole thing.
It feels good to say it out loud.
Yeah. It does.
To be like, now I've started, I'm not stopping.
And it's
you
a bit
have
of a flex.
To
people around you are like, damn.
Yeah. I tuned it out because it was going on for
well,
way
she's
too
your
long.
Mom. It's easy to tune out your own mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Jared was like this.
I was
time.
Impressed. I was like,
like, wow, May, all right.
Okay.
Love that for her.
All right. Well, we're going to get into some Pokemon Go shit a little bit. But before that, we have got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Okay. Welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We're either loving it, we're hating it. We talk about it. We vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Bring it to Instagram to vote if it's guilty or not guilty for all of you lovely listeners. And, excuse me, I think we have a listener on the stand today.
We sure do.
That's
and if
great
you
news.
Want to call in, Jared, do you have the number to call?
Yeah, it's 818-446-6889. Again, that's 818-446-6889.
And also, that is our worsty firsty number, if you have a worst thing you've ever done, or if you just want to tell us a secret.
We're also okay with starting to get spooky messages.
Yeah.
Like, I wish someone would confess a crime on a voicemail.
Well,
and then
we
could launch into, like, a whole other podcast about it.
Yeah. Actually, this is just a free-for-all number.
Any criminals, if you want to get something off your chest and you want me to find you...
Yeah. Well,
create a little game.
Little cat and mouse.
That's what we like really wanted when because we could start a whole podcast about it, like a whole limited series about catching the killer.
That's right.
That's what we're hoping for.
We're kind of panning for gold out here.
But also just if you just have an idea for something you want us to riff on, you can just call us for anything.
Yes, totally.
All right, let's start with
that. I actually love this on the stand. I'm super excited for the debate.
All right.
Hey, Alexis, Jack, and Jared. I just wanted to call in with an on the stand. So I went on the stand looking in people's bathroom cabinets, and this goes back to a story, something that happened to me a couple weeks ago. I had a few friends over, and I live in a one-bedroom, so, like, my bathroom is the only bathroom there. And one of my friends, we were drinking, and she brought up randomly, like, laughing that she likes to look in people's bathroom cabinets when she's over at their house. And that's just something that's, like, literally never occurred to me. It feels like such an invasion of privacy. And then all of a sudden, she's over at my house, and I'm, like, self-conscious about what's in my bathroom cabinets. I'm, like, is she judging my toothpaste and skincare? It's not like there's even anything bad that she'd find. But, yeah, I just wanted to put that on the stand. Anyways, thanks.
Okay, I'm so excited about this one. I would love to voice my opinion first. So there's only certain people's whose cabinets I would look in, and it would have to be a near stranger. Like if I was at a giant house at a party.
Okay.
It would
disassociating.
It would just be out of like sheer, I cannot help but look, and it's not malicious, and I'm not going to do anything or take, it's more just like,
I think it's like it would have to be somebody that's like uber, like a billionaire.
Yeah.
It's like, what does Elon Musk keep in his cabinets?
No, it reminds me of literally one time I was at a billionaire's hotel room in Vegas. Don't ask.
Yeah.
And he left his backpack there. And me and my cousin looked in it.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like, I need to know.
Yeah.
And you know what was in there? Fruit that he stole from the room's bowl of fruit.
Oh, my God. And amazing.
And things of perfume from the bathroom.
We're going to offline about who this was.
And I was like, this is why he's a billionaire. It was like all the toiletries and fruit, a mango. My cousin pulled out a mango and we were crying laughing. And I was like, this man is taking the fruit from the fruit bowl in his hotel room. That's why he's a billionaire.
Yeah, because he's a little handsy.
And this is why I support taking a peek, because it really
puts
things in perspective.
Well, I think so. It's like the thought about looking into somebody's medicine cabinet is really invasive because they have their personal pills, right? So it's like you don't want to
violate,
you know, HIPAA laws or something.
Yeah.
The bathroom, like anything in the medicine cabinet, like all that shit, like fair game. Go if you're at my place
skincare
and you
want to
go through my
cabinet.
Shit, go nuts. There are other areas that you don't want people looking in.
That's how I am, too.
There are, everybody has at least one drawer. It's probably in your bedroom somewhere.
It's the bedside table you don't want to go through.
Don't
or
want
your
anybody
sock drawer
going
that you keep
that.
All of your sex toys in.
Bedside table for me is where all my secrets are.
Me too.
Like, I also have my journal in there.
Oh.
I'm like that would be the shame discovery drawer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of my valuable pills are definitely in my bedside table drawer that, like, I don't want people stealing for sure.
But in your case, like, listen, a one-bedroom apartment, that's what your guests use. And if you do keep your meds in there, that is fucked up. And you're like, unless I share with you what medication I'm on or what skin cream topical medication I might need, stay out of my medicine cabinet.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just any closed door you don't want to be, like, rummaging through, I think.
I've also been to parties, though, where people put, like, shots in their medicine cabinet and they're like,
so if you
because look, they know people are going to look. So they put like mini bottles of liquor with a sign being like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like,
I think the best thing you could do is put a little camera in there. That's an obvious camera. Like, that's like right in your face. And it's like, gotcha.
What about like a confetti blaster or something?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like the can of snakes. Yeah. Like something like pops out at them when they open it. That's
or just
a great
like
idea.
Die.
A booby trap. Next time we have a party, I'm booby trapping the bathroom.
Or like a bucket of water dumps on you.
No, it needs to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
When robbers go to steal money and like the ink explodes on the money.
Yes.
Like the money bags.
You have to walk out of that bathroom and let the whole party know what happened.
There's like black ink all of your face.
We're booby trapping next party we have.
I'm into that. We don't have parties at our apartment, but yeah, that's a good idea.
I love this. But I'll say guilty.
I'm going to say guilty.
Especially in your case.
I think it's
except
guilty.
For special circumstances like a billionaire.
A billionaire's house.
Yes, exactly.
It's guilty for everybody except for me because I would love to do this.
Yeah. So. Okay, I'm going to go next.
Okay.
So I'm putting on the stand. So obviously Jared and I are getting married in September. Like
you are?
All
we
talk
are?
About. And we were
how many
watching,
dresses did you try on, Jack?
We were watching some other video. Maybe it was married. No, it wasn't Married at First Sight. It was some show where somebody was getting married. Maybe it was Selling Sunset, Heather and Tarek, whatever his name is.
Tarek El Moussa?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they had an open mouth kiss, like tongue wedding kiss.
Ooh.
So I'm putting kissing with your tongue on your wedding on the stand.
Okay. Okay.
Like a couple of lizards up there in front of your family. See,
I'm so mortified about like anyone thinking I have sex with Matt in my family that like, please.
You think they just think you guys are like, that's just not a part of
that's
that.
Hopefully what they
yeah.
think.
Yeah. Virgin Mary over here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too disgusting for me to, but so I'm agreeing with you. We're like, I'm going to be like very, very, like a Christian type kid.
A smooch.
But not like the virgin. What's that show that did the two virgins who had never kissed had their first kiss on reality TV?
Oh, God.
And it was like the worst looking kiss I've ever seen.
Because
they'd never even kissed. They had only held hands.
Yeah. No, I'm just so disgusted at watching anybody kiss.
Here's
like
the problem.
The Bachelor, I am disgust. Like I get secondhand cringe. It's just I hate the sounds. I hate the look. Like kissing with tongue is disgusting to me to watch somebody else do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want anybody to be disgusted by us on our wedding day.
Here's the thing.
Like we flew all the way to France.
It's gross. I think it's gross. I think it's a little bit like. You can make out later.
The more you think about it, though, the worse it's going to go. Because you're going to overthink it. And then when the moment shows up.
No, I think you guys are going to practice it.
I told him. No, he's like, I was like, we need to practice.
Anything.
Because we need to practice how we're putting our hands for the picture. Because with Jared, knowing him, it's like he would like cover me with his body or something.
I think his whole hair is going to cover you. Are you wearing your hair down?
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, it's taken up a lot. It's taken up a lot of mass.
It is. So it's you're gonna humongous.
Have to. Well, if you want Jack in the picture, you're gonna have to practice.
The kiss is gonna be a whole lot of hair for sure.
Yeah.
But we need to figure out at least like where my dress can look good or something. But it's
You don't want to practice the kiss though. You just gotta do what feels right.
We don't practice the kiss, but we're gonna practice kind of the body language we're gonna have.
Okay.
But anyways, there's no tongue being involved at all because I get grossed out by it.
I'm grossed out thinking about it. Not because of you, because of thinking about your aunts or uncles watching.
Yeah. You making it's just it doesn't need to be like a sexual moment up there.
No.
It can be.
Oh God. It could be. It could easily turn into that.
Yeah.
If you wanted it to.
Yeah,
we're not
gonna
do
that
though.
But I'm gonna say guilty tongue kissing on your wedding.
Guilty.
I'm going with that too.
Yeah.
Jared,
you said you had one.
I do have one.
Yeah.
This is completely unrelated to that. I'm just going to go with wearing sneakers with jeans. If you're a man. Okay?
Like running shoes or sneakers?
Oh.
Like a running shoe.
But you're wearing sneakers with jeans, but they're.
That's Converse.
They're not a sneaker.
I mean, you're talking about like an athletic shoe.
I'm talking about a jean.
Like a grandpa sneaker.
Yeah. Or like a Nike, like a running shoe.
An athletic shoe.
Yeah. Anything with a squishy sole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a Hoka. Is that what they're called?
Yes.
The Hokas?
Dude, yes. So. My issue is I like both of these things. I love wearing a nice fitted jean.
Yeah.
And I love the comfort of a sneaker.
Athletic.
But there's something about when they show up together that looks like you just straight up fucking gave up.
No, it looks like your dad.
Yeah.
Because dads are like, yo, I wouldn't wear this.
Yeah.
But there's something that works with like a dad because a dad is wearing a baggier pant and he's wearing like a New Balance. Like there's the dad shoe with the dad jean. It works.
And he's gone through it. He got you all the way to adulthood and you're alive. And so go ahead. Go
like
nuts,
I actually don't mind that combo, but there's something about a fit, like a skinnier jean, like what Jared's wearing with a squishy Nike.
We've talked about this, that it looks very childlike.
Yes.
And like, I called someone Sonic the Hedgehog because they were like, they had like big shoes and tight pants. And I know who it is and I'm not going to say it because
I'm trying to think of who it is.
Don't say it.
Is someone
think
that
of
we
it.
Know?
Yeah.
Okay. Big shoes, tight pants. Huh?
Okay.
Well, if you're out there and listening, we're thinking about
yikes.
You.
Yeah. It gives me the ick.
Me too.
I did it like I forget when the last time I did it was, but I remember the last time that I had on
I was
like,
grossed out.
Like a rigid jean.
Is that the ick?
Ugh.
And a Nike. And it was I remember looking at myself in the mirror and just laughing and being like, this looks so ridiculous.
See, what's weird is that it got trendy for girls to do it. Like a grandpa shoe and like girls look good in them no matter what, like the last 2 years. I think it's out now.
Yeah.
But it was like I didn't go there. Okay.
But again, it's a baggy pant. Like I'll wear a pair of baggy jeans and a pair of sneakers and I like that look. But again, it's personal preference. But personally, I get the ick.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not about it. And like I thought about it the other day, we were about to head out and I knew there was going to be like a little bit of walking involved. And I had my pants on already and I saw my Nikes and I was like,
Don't do it.
I think it's doable. If you roll a cuff up, like, I think there's a way to style it if you're in a desperate situation.
Desperate. Desperate situations only.
I'm saying guilty.
Yeah, guilty. Yeah. No problem.
Lex?
Oh, yes. So this one is 4th of July related, and I need my notes. So when you go to a barbecue, you know, and there's like a spread of food.
Yeah.
And a lot of it like needs to be refrigerated.
Yeah.
And it's there all day, but people are still eating it.
Right.
In the like sweltering
right.
heat.
Yeah. Mayonnaise.
Like a vegetable platter or something.
Ranch is really more the concern for me. Like yeah. a dairy component.
Yes.
Or like a white. Rolled up cheese.
Yes.
Board, like a charcuterie board outside in the heat for 6 hours that
sweaty
people are
cheese.
Still eating
or
from.
Like one of those pinwheel little sandwiches.
Oh my God, those are my favorite.
So good. But like
I
8 hours
fresh
in the sun.
Cold out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I don't want a sweaty cheese.
Or like when people have a sushi platter out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me read something to all of you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Food safety news and the USDA issue regular warnings about 4th of July dangers, and they say that some of the biggest mistakes are leaving food outside, not keeping it hot or cold enough, and not cooking meat all the way through. So there's a lot of dangerous situations, like people who don't usually grill,
yeah.
and don't test the interior temperature of the meat.
Yeah.
They estimated that about 23% of people use a thermometer when grilling burgers. And given that research has found 1 in 4 burgers looks done before it's actually been brought to a safe temperature, that means you're playing Russian roulette with a potentially deadly food poisoning. Add that with like a rancid cheese platter that's been out since 8 a.m. when grandpa set it out there. Everyone, I know it's 2 days too late, but the summer is young and there's several more times for this to happen. So test your food temperatures or at least like read the instructions. Like I know we hate reading recipes online, but like I cooked a salmon on the grill last night and I read it every time.
Yeah.
Like what temperature does it need to be at?
Yeah.
Like how long? Just do your research and don't get sick.
Salmon is like the easiest thing in the world.
So easy.
Make sure you finish it skin side down so you can peel it right off the skin.
It's incredible.
Oh, okay.
Delicious.
Love that little tidbit.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all. PSA.
Yeah, I'm going to say food.
Leaving food outside.
A hot cheese, a warm cheese, a sunny cheese.
Oh, sweaty cheese.
Sweaty cheese.
The gross. It starts to, it starts to coagulate.
Yeah,
and then like.
It gets dewdrops on it.
Yeah.
Like the condensation. It starts to sweat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sweaty
cheese. But.
Guilty.
The undercooked like burgers that doesn't scare me nearly as much as like the mayo and the ranch and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like
undercooked burger scares me.
It doesn't freak me out.
Just depends on what batch. You don't want to get an E. coli batch.
No.
And undercook it.
No. You never know.
Guilty.
It's guilty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, it's time for some True Crime Rewind.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree 50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world, and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so welcome back. We were inspired by Pokemon Go being released in 2016. That was 7 years ago.
Holy shit, really?
Do you guys remember people, though, like in the streets playing it like zombies? Like you would literally... Yes.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
You're talking to one right now.
Okay. I was
our friend group played for a little bit. Were you playing it?
Remember.
I just remember a specific incident where we went to go... In LA, there's this place called Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and they play movies there. It's kind of weird. They play
movies. We're one block from it right now.
And have concerts there.
They also bury people there. It's a cemetery.
And it's a cemetery, yeah. So there's dead people there. But anyways, we went for a concert or a movie one time, and all of our friends and everybody there was playing Pokemon Go.
I vaguely remember that.
So there's Pokemons literally on top of people's graves, and people are just walking all over the
graves. I wonder if they were Ghastlies.
They're what?
Those are the ghost Pokemon.
Oh.
Ghastly.
Cool.
But anyways, it was just a crazy sight because people were just catching Pokemon on top of...
The stakes were high.
So
I think it's such a... I thought it was an interesting take on just like virtual game playing because it got people outside and active.
Yeah.
Like at least like your kids aren't at home in front of the TV like an indoor zombie. At least it's out. They're outside. But I did hear that there were some accidentes.
There were some. And Jared had his own accidente playing Pokemon Go.
Excuse me.
So it was...
You keep secrets from us?
Oh, of course.
Not for me.
This isn't a secret. I'll tell you this if you asked.
Tell me.
2016, I believe. There was a Warped Tour 2016. We were on it. And Pokemon Go had just come out. So it was the same thing. Everybody was just like feverishly like playing this
shit. Give me a Squirtle right now.
And we're going from city to city. So it's kind of fun because you go to all these new locations. And one day... My guitar tech and I, we had some time like in the middle of the day. And we're like, we're going to catch some Pokemon. There's a park. We go to the park. Park has paddle boats. So we're like, get in a paddle boat. We'll go out there. See
Did
if we
you
catch
find
a water type.
Magikarp?
Like a Blastoise or a Magikarp.
Yes.
We did. But
holy shit.
We were out there for like 3 hours on a paddle boat. And I came back in. I was the color of your shirt.
Oh,
I was like,
he didn't put any sunblock on.
Blisters all over my body.
Were you wearing clothes?
I was wearing clothes, but like I was exposed. I mean, minimal. It was summertime, so like
all over his naked body.
I was blistered.
You were a Charizard.
I was a Charizard. I was real. And I remember it was like it was the kind of sunburn that lasts like almost 2 weeks. Like it just would not go away.
Well, and then he had just to go in the sun every day for
Yeah, we're playing into the sun like every day after. It was crazy, but it was all because. We got in a paddle boat.
So many Magikarps.
And tried to go get that Magikarp.
That's what happens, nerd.
That was kind of what was so fun about it is people were like going out and doing things.
Yeah, it was
because of your phone, which mostly it's always the opposite of that. Like yeah. you're doing nothing. So it was kind of cool. Like it was a nice change of pace.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
So here are some of the things that people have done or seen or happened to when they were playing Pokemon Go. So the first one, True Crime Podcast, somebody found a dead body while playing Pokemon Go. Shayla Wiggins, 19 years old, said that she was playing Pokemon Go and she was collecting items and she found a dead body. She goes, I woke up this morning and I wanted to go get a water Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like Jared. So I just got up and went for my little walk to catch a Pokemon and she found a man lying face down in the river. She said the death appears to be accidental in nature and possibly that of a drowning. There was no evidence that there is foul play. How many people just accidentally drown?
People who are drinking.
A lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like if you live in a super cold place and you try to walk home and if you've been drinking, like, and you get lost, like it happens. Like that's what the alt theory for the smiley face killer is, that they're all accidental.
For sure.
Like
yeah.
college kids
right.
who don't know how to hold their liquor stumble into right. the
They try into to cross like, the canals.
Into like a reservoir that has yeah. a dam and then yeah. you can't, there's a current you don't know is there. It's really sad.
Ooh, yeah.
Spooky.
Well, here's a more uplifting one. A man got caught cheating on his girlfriend by playing Pokemon Go.
How did that work?
Justice has so, its ways.
Obviously, you're keeping track of your Pokemon kind of like on GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy was playing Pokemon Go and I guess his girlfriend checked his phone and it says she saw that I had caught a Pokemon while I was at my ex's house.
Oh no. God, I almost made such a vulgar joke.
What?
I don't want to say it.
Too vulgar for the yeah. podcast. And he just said that he didn't have a good excuse of why he was at his ex-girlfriend's house, so she dumped him.
What do you mean, bro? I'm catching Pokemon. Easy.
I was gonna be like, is there a cat one?
And
I think there is.
There's got to be.
Ninetales, no.
Ninetales is a fox.
Oh, Meowth.
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 Wow.
Meowth.
Yeah.
Well, what does Meowth evolve into?
Meowth, does he evolve?
They all do. Like Diglett turns into like Dirk Diggler or something.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Dirk Diggler.
They all turn into something.
I love that.
Like it goes Charmander, Charizard, and then the highest one. And yeah. like Pikachu isn't even, Pikachu evolves into a higher one too.
Yeah.
Meowth evolves
Wait,
into Persian.
Yeah, Persian. But isn't Pikachu a mouse or a cat?
Pikachu? He's just a lightning type Pokemon.
Okay, we're going to go to the next one.
Okay.
I love this subject.
He evolves into Raichu.
So there is a guy that had an arrest out or a warrant out for his arrest. And he just decided he wanted to go play Pokemon. He was in his pajamas riding his bike. And he ended up riding his bike right to the police station.
Uh-oh.
And one of the police officers recognized him because there was a warrant out for his arrest.
Uh-oh.
And just arrested him on the spot.
Pokemon go to jail.
And the police officer was like, he either forgot that he had a warrant out for his arrest or he was just ignoring it, thinking that nothing would happen. And he says, I think he was more upset that he had to stop playing the game than getting arrested.
Well,
that's fair.
Video game addiction is a real thing.
It really is.
It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
So
1 in 3 people have it, apparently.
1 in 3 people have a video game addiction?
Based on this room.
Well,
oh, that's true. Oh, I love the facts are great. 1 out of 1 sample. The other thing that I found out is there is a Pokemon dating app called Pokematch.
So what?
Basically, it was just like Tinder and you'd swipe left or right, but it's all people that love Pokemon Go. And then you go meet in a location to go play Pokemon together. Pokemon Go together.
That's incredible.
Never forget, there's someone for everybody.
There is somebody for
everybody.
Every
pot has a lid.
Every pot has a lid.
Apparently, like in the first, this obviously probably happened like in 2016 when it was like at its height.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there was like 100,000 people that signed up for it the first day or something.
Yeah,
so,
of course. Like every Charmander finds its Squirtle.
Exactly.
One can only hope.
Yeah.
So then there is a few little accidents that happened.
Whoa.
One guy crashed into a tree while driving while playing Pokemon Go.
Don't have your phone out in general.
There
dude.
Was like, a picture. His car was fucking wrecked.
Oh no.
He was okay.
Oh.
But he crashed into the tree. There was another man that crashed into, we're going to combine the last two we talked about, crashed into a police car while driving.
Perfect.
At 3:30 in the morning, this guy is playing Pokemon Go.
Not looking good. Was he sober?
Doubtful. Sounds like this dude's like...
Sounds like he was at the bar and he's like, what would be a fun on the way home activity?
I think that it didn't say that he was drunk, but it said...
Who's up at 3 a.m. for no reason?
Okay, this sounds a little bit
nerds
more...
Nerds
that
are playing
video games. Sounds like speed to me. This is
it
like...
It sounds like an upper.
Yeah, you're up at 3 a.m.
They were on uppers.
Yeah, they're just like really into it. But I guess he crashes into the police car, gets out, and the first thing that he said is, "That's what I get for playing this dumbass game."
Yeah,
so it is. He immediately felt remorse.
We love a self-aware accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love a self-aware king.
Yeah.
The next one was two men fell off a cliff while playing.
That's unfortunate.
In San Diego.
How'd that end?
The fire department found one of them unconscious about 50 feet down the cliff, and they found the other about 80 to 90 feet down the cliff.
Was he okay?
I think that they ended up being okay.
Wow.
And then the last one is a man fell onto a train track. A British man fell onto some high voltage train tracks and suffered horrible electrical burns because he wasn't paying attention while playing Pokemon Go.
He's probably looking for a Pikachu near that all that electricity.
Yeah. Or a Zapdos.
Yeah. It was Zapdos.
His arms, legs, jaw, and body were all badly wounded, and he was immediately hospitalized and underwent multiple surgeries. They had to amputate his leg after the flesh began to decay.
Wow. Maybe a magnetron?
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, magnetron for train track for sure.
The last thing I want to talk about is Pokemon Grandpa. Now, I have a picture to show you guys. It's a grandpa that has this bike that he drives around with like 50 phones.
Can't even see where he's going.
That's Matt.
It literally blocks
that's
his view.
Matt in 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
I'd run that kind of operation if I could.
Yeah. He can't see where he's going, but he's catching them all.
And he's just like, when his phone goes off, he just... gets him?
Yeah.
I wonder who's paying him.
I don't
know. Or is this just... That's a lot of money in phones.
Well, it's like they're like these bot farms and stuff like overseas for like video games where it's just like people just farming shit and like people pay them real money.
Why? For data?
There's a lot of games... We don't need to get into it. There's a lot of games. It'd be an interesting deep dive.
What?
But there's a lot of video games where a lot of the progression in the game is outsourced to like bot farming and stuff overseas. It's
insane.
Wow.
So you like... Yeah, it's crazy.
It just seems like a lot of work.
For nothing.
No payoff.
It's for no,
you're not making money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's a huge market. It's really wild.
People.
This guy might be,
shit.
He might be, you know,
I think he's
on
just
the clock.
I think that is his enjoyment.
Okay.
That's his retirement plan.
I hope so, because that's a wild setup for your hobby. I like it.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, that's some of the crazy shit that happened to Pokemon players. Pokemon Go
Real
players.
Quick. Some grandpas like toy trains. Grandpas like coins.
Yep.
And some grandpas like Pokemon.
Well, and some grandpas like Pokemon a lot. Because that guy has like 10,
no,
what,
but I, no,
35 phones.
This guy's on a bike. He's also getting exercise. Like, this is way better than looking at your coins in the basement.
You know, Jacqueline, Jared has made you much more optimistic. That is a glass half full outlook if I have ever
She's
heard
like, this guy rules.
This guy rules.
Yeah. He's out there in the, he's getting some daylight. He's running his
I'm
bike
a little
around.
Worried about him. He doesn't have a helmet on.
He can't see where he's going.
They're not wearing a helmet. Is a real big problem because the phones will post a picture on Instagram. The phones are covering his entire view, like whole 20 feet in front of it.
It's incredible. It looks like a peacock fan.
Yeah. Pokemon Grandpa is my
I like
hero.
It. I like that he's got all his chips in. He's
I don't
just
hate
going,
it.
Yeah.
I love him so much. But anyway, sorry. On to
the
naughty things.
Some of these people did some bad things, and we're going to hear about the bad things these people did next.
Ooh.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hi, Worsty Firsties. We're just going to dive right into your naughtiness. So let's take it away.
All right. Hi, guys. I'm just going to start off by saying I'm the worst storyteller, so I get if you don't use this. And I love your podcast. I'm a true crime junkie, and I love the different dynamic you guys have on your podcast. Love, love, love it. Anyways, I've been listening to, like, what's the worst thing you ever done stories, and all of them make me feel like absolute shit because they're, like, they're not that bad. And then my stories are, like, my stories are really bad. Anyways, So, like, have you ever had that friend that, like, you just instigate each other? Like, I don't know, like, when you get together, you're just, like, you just get out of control. Anyways, so my friend invited me over to this guy that she's been, like, hooking up with and dating for a while. We go over there, we're drinking at his house, having a good time, and he wants to go shower so we can go out to the bars. And we're sitting on his couch, and she opens up, like, his middle console on the couch, and there's a box of condoms in there. And then she, like, looked at me. She's like, I'm allergic to condoms. We don't use condoms. And these weren't in here before. And we're, like, super wasted. Like, oh, my God, we've been scorned by men before. So we're like, I'll stop this guy. What should we do? We're super drunk. And then I'm like, let's poke holes in him. So we started laughing our asses off, like, stabbing the condoms, poking a bunch of holes. Not just one, like, a bunch. Like, you probably would have noticed. We're, like, just dying laughing, put him back in there, acting like everything was fine. Had a great night, went home. We woke up the next morning when we're sober, like, yeah, that's not okay. We both realized, like, that's really fucked up. No harm done, because she went and got the condoms and she threw them all away, but, like, probably the worst thing we've ever done together. I've done some pretty bad things besides. Just wanted to call in and let you guys know. We sat there and poked a bunch of holes in some guy's condom just because. But we tossed him out, victimless crime or whatever. But yeah, love you guys. Bye.
Okay, so I think this is hysterical. Not that you did it, but it's hysterical that you did it, felt bad about it, and then made sure nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But
I was waiting for that.
I can imagine being with a friend and being like, this guy's sleeping with someone else.
Yeah.
And like poking holes, laughing, thinking it's so funny. And the next day panicking, thinking about like how bad that is.
Yeah.
And then going to throw them away. Like, I can see myself making a very short-sighted mistake like that.
Oh yeah.
And then handling it, like either by telling him to throw them out, like confronting the situation. This isn't that bad because you handled it, but like had you not,
yes,
you know, it's really putting people's life in purgatory.
No, I mean, if this, you've heard about like people doing this in movies or even like true crime stories or yeah, whatever it is, or whatever, just like crazy stories that you've heard down the grapevine of people poking holes in men's condoms and whatever that may lead to. Like, that is a horrible, horrible thing to do. But yeah, given your circumstances, it's like you were wasted. You woke up.
You were young.
It, you took care of it. And it's like no harm done.
Yeah.
That's crazy behavior.
But the context, sorry, go ahead, Jer.
Well, no, it just made me think. Have you ever seen the video that I don't know which brand it is, and I don't want to give anybody a free shout out, but there's a condom and there's a video of them hammering nails. It's like around like a banana and they're trying to hammer nails into it and it keeps rejecting the nails.
I think it's Trojan, but I think it's like somebody just, it wasn't a commercial. I think it was just somebody
it was just
doing
like
that.
Testing it or
and
something.
And they put the condom over like a girl's calf and they're like, it's too tight.
Yeah, well, classic.
This
yeah
is an interesting context, though, because usually you hear about poking holes in condoms for people who want to trap guys.
Yeah.
So if someone was cheating me, I would not want them to get them pregnant, because I'm like, I'd be like, that's going to be hurtful to watch unfold.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hurt my feelings anymore.
No.
So I do think the whole thing's funny, and clearly you guys weren't thinking that through. And
no,
because she threw them away and nothing bad happened, that's great. But nobody should ever do that, especially given restrictions
no
on abortions
no
these days.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's
no.
Very,
but
very bad.
I do like how you're like, these people have nothing on me calling in this worsty firsties.
I know.
I've been real naughty, but you're a good person. I like you.
You're please, almost a bad person.
But. You're almost a bad person. If you have any other bad stories,
you know who to call
share
peeps.
Them. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that, did you prepare a stanza?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
Boy.
Can't wait.
In the realm of sitcoms where laughter is king, a character named George brought chaos to the scene. With Seinfeld as his backdrop, his misfortunes unfurled. Chat GPT, help me with this. Because come on.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Unfurled?
This sounds like your, like, tone.
Usually,
know.
Yes. But
does
I
it have a title? Do you even know what it is?
Costanzamon.
Costanzamon.
Yeah, I know. I read it and I tweaked it.
Okay.
But I was a little in a rush. But the chat GPT always starts it with in the realm of sitcoms for some reason.
They love realms.
In the realm.
Yeah.
They love realms. Okay. With Seinfeld as his backdrop, his misfortunes unfurled. Now let's embark on the tale of George in Pokemon Go, the world. With phone in hand, George ventured outside to catch virtual creatures with a sense of pride. In the virtual world, he'd be the very best. But in reality, he faced a comedic test. In Central Park, he stumbled upon a Charizard. His heart raced, adrenaline soared. It wasn't hard. But as he tried to catch it, his luck did sway. The Charizard escaped, leaving George in disarray.
Oh.
Undeterred, he wandered, a determined sight, through bustling streets and neon lights. From Pidgeys to Squirtles, he aimed to conquer all, yet his clumsy nature would lead to a fall.
Wow.
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 That sure was a stanza.
I'm not taking credit for that one.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah,
it's not, I do better work than that.
Yeah, you really do.
But I just need time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. You're in a pickle.
And sometimes I have a writer's block and it's like, it's not going to happen today.
Yeah.
You know
there's
what?
No way.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
We got to lean on technology sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do.
Well that's right. All, folks.
See
that's
ya.
All, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.